Well, we're talking about tennis and one small ball. We'll move on to another one. Today, Clare take on Kilkenny in the All-Ireland Hurling semi-final. The clash of the ash will be heard all around Croke Park. But is it about to be the bash of the bamboo? Hurley makers around the country are facing supply shortages due to ash dieback disease. Sheafra Mulqueen has been finding out more.
In July, with the hurling season in full swing, players would call to my father's workshop at all hours to buy hurleys.
July, please, and my man needs the smell of your fresh cut grass.
Patrick Dealey is poet and author of The Hurley Maker's Son.
When you went into our workshop, our shed, as we called it, you basically got the smell of timber. It was somewhere a mix between that lovely fresh love smell of a bakery and the smell of fresh books in a bookshop. Or you had the sounds of work, the howl and the yowl of the old big bandsaw that used thousands of volts to get going. The neighbours used to kick up and say, jokingly, God blast that bloody machine of his, because their lights and their TV sets would all go on the blink for a while. The other sound you might hear is the sound of a radio playing hung up on a hook somewhere. He'd become so immersed in the work that the shavings would gather on the well of the bench and he would sweep them off and they would gather around his ankles and they'd kind of grow up around him as he worked and he'd be unaware of them. Or even a swallow might come down and start nipping around his face and his hair, almost giving him a haircut. He wouldn't notice it. He'd be in a way in another world.
Hi, I'm Sean Torpy, Managing Director of Torpy in County Clare.
I love the way he said that. I'm John Torpy, former Managing Director of Torpy Hurleys.
The Torpys of East Clare have been really affected by the ash dieback disease. Years ago, John planted 20,000 ash trees for his son Sean to help him when he took over the business.
They're all dead, all 20,000 trees on 20 acres of land that I grew. It actually is heartbreaking about what's happening at the moment.
So I have in my hand here a hurley that has ash dieback disease. It can create a brown discoloration within the hurley. As my father once said, you know, it's like somebody spilled a cup of tea on the bottom of the hurley. I would know if a ball leaves a hurley with a bad piece of ash, you will know that straight away. It's kind of like a bad taste in your mouth or, you know, maybe the chips were undercooked and you have to put them back in the oven a little bit more.
The ash is one of the nobles of the wood, arranged way back in Breton time, so they were always valued for their timber. Because of the suppleness of it, the way the ash tree grows, you're able to cut hurls off it. That goes back to the time of Setanta, so it's very much fitcha fucha in our history.
Wildlife expert Aina Nilauna says the disease is impacting the whole country because it's airborne.
The ash has been infected by a fungal type disease called Calera. It's the same blight fungus nearly that caused potato blight. It's a Phytophthora fungus. The fungus lands on them and it begins to cause the tree to die underneath where the leaf joins the twigs. So you can see this dieback underneath like a letter V under the leaves. And you can see this happening over the last few years. This is really very serious because it means a whole swathe of biodiversity that is associated with the ash tree are all going to be affected, not to speak of the hurlers. So it's an ecological disaster, quite frankly. Ash trees have a lovely grey bark, the only tree in Ireland with black buds. They're like sheep's toes. And John Millington Synge, he described it as naked as an ash tree under a May moon. In other words, it hadn't got its leaves yet. Now, when it does get its leaves, they're not simple leaves, they're compound leaves. So you get a lacy effect. So if you're under an ash tree looking up, you can see the sky, you can see this lovely lacy tapestry of these leaves. Great pity if we're going to be losing it.
As the impact of the ash dieback disease continued to grow and the scarcity of ash drove up prices, the Torpys decided to look at an alternative, bamboo. And in their factory, they are now producing 30,000 hurleys a year.
If you don't make it absolutely correctly, it can break quickly. So we source our bamboo in Asia, then we manufacture everything from here. My father said, look, Sean, I've been looking at what they've been doing in Asia, building skyscrapers with bamboo material around them and scaffolding. It's got to be a great material. Let's have a go. And so with bamboo, it's very sustainable as well. For every ash tree that grows, it's probably 35 years it needs to grow for. With bamboo, it can grow for 5 years and can be harvested after 5 years.
There's much more to the craft and process of creating a hurley than meets the eye.
I cut all my trees when I was much younger man, and the energy I would get from being in the wood, oh my goodness, it is just the feeling that is with you and you can't deny it. In a whole wood of ash trees, I marked all my trees in Holland with a spray and it would spend a week there.
One of the memories I have from when my teenage years would have been travelling to the Netherlands with my father, marking trees. You'd be looking at a forest of 1,000 trees, It could be 200 metres that way, and he'd make a beeline for this tree, and he'd write Brian Lowen's name on it, and other hurlers. Because he could visualise what he was going to do with that tree in the ground. I think that's what Dad is saying there, is that you can visualise 60,000 people going absolutely crazy, like what happened in the Munster final only a couple of weeks ago when Tony Kelly hits his sideline.
Tony Kelly has done it! He leapt for joy from a sideline cut. Whoever wrote the script, Steven Spielberg in Hollywood, couldn't do it better.
I have hairs on the back of my neck thinking about it now, and that's what we get when we see ash tree or even making a bamboo hurley now. You know that what that's going to do is going to make people very happy.
So whether it's bamboo or ash, the most important question, is it a hurl or a hurley?
It's a hurley. And I hear so many places call it a hurl.
You heard it from the original of the species.
You hurl with a hurley. You don't hurley with a hurl. You don't hurley with a hurl.
Shifra McQueen reporting.